You are listening to the Dream for Others podcast with Naomi Arnold, episode 5.
Dream for you, dream for me, dream for others. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. And now your host, award-winning life and business coach, Naomi Arnold.
Hey there, welcome and thank you for joining me. I am specifically going to talk about softly spoken people today. So if you consider yourself to be softly spoken or to generally have a gentle approach to communication, this episode might be for you. Or maybe you know somebody who is softly spoken and gentle, maybe a loved one or a peer or a mentor or a manager or maybe a staff member. You'll be able to keep them in mind as I'm talking today, and maybe you'll be able to pass on to them some of the things that I share with you. Now, I hadn't previously planned to actually do an episode on this topic. The idea sparked when I was doing some research for the communication styles episode. So my process is, before I record a podcast episode, is I basically create a little bit of an outline so that I can feel confident talking when I hit record and remember some of the things that it is that I want to say. So after I did that, after I planned that initial outline, I remember thinking to myself, I should probably go look in my university database and see if there are any articles on the different communication styles. So I did this. And when I was doing that research, I stumbled across an article title that caught my attention. The article was in a nursing management journal, and it was titled "Softly Spoken Managers, A Blend of Communication Styles." This immediately sparked my interest, and I thought, oh yes, the sometimes hidden or underestimated strength in softly spoken folk. I must do a podcast on this. Before I launch in though, I'll make sure that I pop the reference for that article in the show notes for this episode so that those who are interested can go and read the study and read the discussion that the authors wrote themselves and get a bit more information around that. Now, the article, it basically explored whether a soft-spoken person could be a successful nurse manager. And I thought the same question could obviously be applied to management more generally and to other contexts as well. Can a soft-spoken person be a great public speaker? Can a soft-spoken person be a great life coach or business coach? Can a soft-spoken person be a great teacher or a successful entrepreneur? Now, I might be biased because I'm a soft-spoken person, but my immediate answer was, yeah, of course. Yet a lot of the time I know soft-spoken people think that this is not the case, or that being softly spoken puts them at a disadvantage or is considered to be a weakness. When many people think of successful managers or popular public speakers or successful and well-known entrepreneurs, they often automatically think of those who are perhaps more bold or extroverted or performative or energized. They don't always think of those who are quiet and gentle and soft-spoken. Yet being gentle and softly spoken, it can be a positive trait. This is something that I know I've taken a while to really appreciate and recognize within myself. I could recognize it in others, but not in me. It wasn't until I was at least a couple of years into my coaching business that I fully owned that my gentleness and my shyness and the fact that I am soft-spoken is a strength and is actually something that draws people toward my work. This is one of the things that I love about the Gentle Business Mastermind that I co-created with Amanda Rootsy and Nicola Newman. We, as guides and mentors in the program, are all gentle and softly spoken. And I think that is in part what attracts our members to our work. We demonstrate that it is possible to be this way and to still be successful entrepreneurs or business owners. And not all of our members are introverted like us. Not all of our members would necessarily even identify themselves with being softly spoken or gentle, but they certainly seem to be able to see the strength in those characteristics that we possess and are in part attracted to our work because of them. Another point in my business that helped me realize this was when I was updating my testimonials page one day. As I was reading over the feedback my previous clients had given about my coaching, the word gentle was appearing to be a common theme. I'd previously thought that people wanted a purely assertive coach, you know, someone who is super direct, super on top of you, who won't let you get away with a thing. But then when I was reading my testimonials, I could see my clients were saying things like, Naomi is a gentle powerhouse. She will hold you gently accountable. She's got a gentle yet direct approach, which helped me. These phrases were popping up all over the place, and it finally really sunk in. You can be direct, you can be assertive, you can hold people accountable, and be gentle and softly spoken. It isn't an either or. These characteristics are actually compatible. These characteristics combined can be a real strength and can really help people move forward, do their best work, and truly feel like they have someone in their corner supporting them. The third example that comes to mind where I realized how much of an asset being a quietly spoken and gentle person could be was when I started to do more public speaking. One of the reasons why I feared public speaking so much is that I thought great public speakers were all energetic and dramatic and really put on a show, you know? Most of the entrepreneurs and the coaches who I'd seen speaking were like this. Then one day, I went to a human rights conference at Monash University, and I remember listening to people like Stan Grant and the now MP Anne Ali, who had a completely different style to those who I'd seen in the personal development industry. They didn't walk around the room, they didn't use like big arm gestures and have this big presence like those I'd seen in coaching and business conferences. They stood behind the lectern with their notes and they spoke really powerfully. Then just before I left that day to go to another conference, I heard Mariam Vassade speak. She stood behind the lectern with her speech in front of her. She would read and speak with passion in this gentle voice. And I had never been so moved by a speaker in my life. We would laugh during parts. We would cry during parts. And I remember thinking my whole idea of what made a great speaker was completely wrong. A great speaker didn't have to perform. A great speaker just showed up as themselves. And for some people, that is walking around a room, that is using hand gestures, that is being bold and dramatic and perhaps more performative. And for others, it means standing behind a lectern with your notes and speaking your truth. Both styles and every style in between can be equally commanding and impactful. Since then, this realization has been brought home to me many times when I've seen great speakers with different styles do their thing. And it was something that my public speaking coach, actually, Geraldine Barkworth, reminded me of too. She said, go and search on YouTube for speakers who had a style that was more like what mine would be naturally. So that would help inspire me as a soft-spoken speaker. I remember she gave me a link to a speech that Meryl Streep made as an example, and I again finally fully realized that you can be softly spoken and a motivating and inspiring and impactful and powerful speaker. It doesn't have to be either or. Now, these are just some examples from my professional life, as they are ones that really landed for me. There are, of course, many benefits to being gentle and softly spoken in one's personal life too, or in other contexts. Let's circle back to the article I've read about nurse managers. Can you guess what they found in their study? I'll share some direct quotes. Behaviors of soft-spoken managers generally include quiet voice, gentleness, deliberative, self-composed, and warm and empathetic. Even when managing a large work group or giving a speech, the soft-spoken manager maintains the unique phenomenon of a quiet voice. In situations where others raise their voices, this manager remains calm. In fact, a quiet manager actually may gain control by speaking even more softly. Silence can de-escalate anxious situations. Nonverbal cues such as eyes and facial expression can communicate requirements as well as verbal language. And finally, a manager who uses a quiet voice and approaches situations from a non-aggressive and gentle position can promote effective relations with others and achieve managerial objectives. Now, obviously, just because you're soft-spoken doesn't mean you hold other characteristics that might make a great manager or entrepreneur or friend or public speaker. Obviously, all these different roles require other strengths and characteristics too. Being a good listener, being assertive, for example, might be strengths there. But you can be soft-spoken and a good listener. You can be soft-spoken and assertive. You can be soft-spoken and confident. You can be soft-spoken and speak with conviction. You can be soft-spoken and skilled at holding people accountable. You can be soft-spoken and a leader. You can be soft-spoken and energizing and motivating and inspiring. You get my point, right? So if you are quiet and soft-spoken, don't be like the old me who would hide behind this as an excuse to not do things that I might be great at. That promotion that I wouldn't apply for because I thought being a quietly spoken person meant I wouldn't be a great manager, that I wouldn't be a great group facilitator, meant I couldn't speak as an expert on projects. Those speaking gigs I turned down because I thought I couldn't be an engaging and interesting speaker as a soft-spoken person. Those opportunities or options for visibility in my business that I avoided because I thought being soft-spoken was a weakness. Don't let it stop you anymore. Start to pay attention to where you could be holding yourself back or not fully showing up or sabotaging some of your goals because you've been programmed to believe that being gentle and quiet and soft-spoken isn't conducive to success. Start to challenge that. Start to question some of the binaries that might be showing up there. Because we need you. We need you just as much as we need those who speak with a louder and bolder voice. I would love if you would leave a comment on the show notes page for this episode or tag me on social media if you like at Naomi L. Arnold, hashtag dream for others. And let me know one thing that you're going to do or shift or maybe be more conscious of moving forward after listening to this episode. So if you're a soft-spoken person, it might be something that you're going to do to embrace this side of yourself more. And if you're not a soft-spoken person, maybe you'll forward this episode on or share it to those who you know who are awesome and soft-spoken in your life. And if you're a business owner, I would really encourage you to head on over to gentlebusinessmastermind.com as this is a whole community of gentlefolk who are uniting and supporting each other in building their businesses. When this episode goes live, we will be sharing a free video series on that website around doing business gently and successfully. And then we'll be opening the doors to new enrollments in the 12-month mastermind experience from next week, and would love to welcome you there if that resonates. So just head on over to the website, gentlebusinessmastermind.com, if you would like to read more about that. And if you are listening to this episode later, once our enrollments has closed, you will always be able to access some free resources over on that page, like the free ebook that we wrote. So it's still worth going over there and checking out those resources as well. I hope you have an amazing rest of the day, and I look forward to connecting with you again soon.
Are you finding this content useful? Imagine having Naomi in your corner all year for monthly one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited email support, and business resources. Visit naomiarnold.com/coaching for details.